Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Feedback. It is 8:08, and the phone number is 715-815-2155. What? I'm sorry, I am thinking about 15 things all at the same time, and so my brain just shifted into neutral and said, you know what, we're not going to let your brain, you're not going to let your mouth work all that great. 715-845-2155. Okay. Let's talk about doing something radically brave and innovative and would send ratings for a flagging TV show through the roof. And you want to see sparks fly in a controversy and a debate? Well, you know the View television program. It is women that men and women, mostly ladies, are the hosts of The View. Whoopi Goldberg and so forth and so on. And for the most part, it is a group of individuals getting together, discussing a variety of subjects. And most of the time it's, you know, innocuous and it doesn't really have much import. Occasionally, they wade into the shark-infested waters of politics. And it's at that time where I feel that mostly the liberal viewpoint is very well represented. And they get in quite over their heads when it comes to political matters. There, which is the my understanding and my view on this is that it is the liberal way to approach political issues, social issues, economic issues with emotion, not with fact. And so they do a great job. They do a very good job of bringing forth the emotional argument to very serious facts. They don't actually accomplish much in the show that I've seen, shows that I've seen. Again, it is opinion, it is emotion, and it breaks down into a conversation where everybody's talking over each other, and it's not my cup of tea. Well, recently, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was asked, hey, did you ever think about doing a political talk show, you know, on TV, maybe radio, even the internet, a podcast program? And she said, yeah, maybe. The politics would have to be interspersed with a whole lot of fun and real life and inspiration showcasing American work ethic, because those topics are all pretty much the antithesis of today's politics. I agree with her. You got to have a mix of all of life in order to make a program relatively interesting. ABC has an amazing opportunity here. Amazing opportunity. Can you imagine Whoopi Goldberg sitting on one side of the couch and Sarah Palin on the other? It would be the biggest television event for daytime, for a while. It would be huge. The debate between Sarah Palin and the others on The View would be wonderful to watch. You would see emotion. You would see rumor on the left expressed as fact. You would see fact and patience displayed by Sarah Palin. You would probably see some heated issues every once in a while. I think it would be brilliant. I personally think it would be one of the absolute best television decisions ABC could make. And so I'm going to send an email and say, you want to put The View up there and really give them some great ratings, at least for a while. You bring Sarah Palin on. You bring Sarah Palin on and allow her free reign to debate at will any subject that they want to bring about. It'd be tremendously successful. Tremendously successful. But I don't think it's going to happen. Do you? I don't think that ABC has the guts to do it. I think, first of all, I think what would happen is if the executives of ABC came up and said, here's what we're going to do. We are going to bring onto the program Sarah Palin. I think you would see some of the other females, Whoopi Goldberg especially, absolutely blow a gasket. I think they would refuse to come on. I think they would try and say, if you don't stop this ridiculous idea, we're not going to do the show and let's see this, blah, 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 blah. To which, if I were an ABC executive, I'd say, fine, goodbye. You want to breach your contract? You want to refuse to do the program? Not a problem. Be more than happy to sue you. Not a problem. Because the liberal viewpoint can be replaced. Any viewpoint can be replaced on a TV show or, let's face it, radio program. I know that. Goodbye. If I were an ABC executive, even if I were a flaming liberal ABC executive, what is the purpose of this program? To get viewers. I'd say sit down, man up or woman up, and do the program. You feel so passionately about your ideas. You feel so passionately about the liberal agenda. You think that social, political, economic viewpoints, conservatism is the evil. Well, then stand up and fight against it. But fight against and discuss with a real opponent. I also think they ought to bring on Condoleezza Rice and give her the opportunity to do that too. But I think Condi is probably too busy doing other things that she wouldn't be interested in doing it. But I think it would be tremendous. I think it would absolutely be tremendous. And I think the resulting discussions would actually have some real impact. That's my opinion. What do I know? All right. Let's talk when we get back. Let me go ahead and take our first break because I don't want to go one from one right into the other. Let's talk about the biggest thing that... That I found this morning. It's an article from the Washington Times. An appeals court has ruled illegal immigrants in Arizona should now be given driver's licenses. Illegals in the state of Arizona, the state is now being forced. Well, at least that's the recent decision. There'll probably be appeals. But now Arizona is being told you will give the privilege of driving to illegals. Let's discuss that when we come back. 715-845-2155. How do you feel about that? How would you like it if the federal appeals court came to the state of Wisconsin and said, you will now grant driver's licenses to illegals? We'll talk about that when we get back. Don't go anywhere.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the program. All right, you've heard of the DREAM Act. There are politicians on both sides of the fence. Some support it, some are against it. But basically, it is, it's been called everything from amnesty to a pathway to legalization, et cetera, et cetera. The focus of our conversation isn't going to be the merits of the legislation. That's been hammered to death. The fact is, it's out there and it is in the process. Now, will it happen with this Congress? Probably not. Will it happen with the next Congress? Boehner says yes. Other congressional leaders say yes. So the thing that we have to look at is this legislation is out there. There's going to be some kind of a decision of what to do with young illegal immigrants that are here in our country. A lot of it has to do with the children, the adult age children of people that have illegally come to our country, had children, and now what do we do with these people? Arizona is the state in question. Arizona has a ruling, a law, that says, okay, if you are here in the country, if you are in the state of Arizona, and you are in the process of seeking legal status, All right? You're here, and either your green card has run out, or your visa's expired, or you're making your way. You're doing something to gain legal citizenship. Then the state of Arizona has said, you know what? We appreciate the fact that you're doing it the right way. We're going to help you. You're here. You're trying to do it legally. You probably need to look for a job, maybe get back and forth to education, etc. So for those individuals who are, and this is the key, seeking legal status, the state of Arizona says, we'll give you a driver's license. And you know what? I got no problem with that. If you are an individual that is coming to the United States and you are doing it legally, congratulations. Yeah, I got no problem with that. Give them a driver's license. Help them gain access to the American dream. But illegal immigration activists filed a lawsuit and said, if Arizona is giving these immigrants a driver's license, then they must also give licenses to these individuals that are considered in this litigation or this law being proposed for the DREAM Act, the children of illegals. Now, the reason they filed the lawsuit is they're saying that the process of this legislation is, in effect, their effort to become legal. To which I respond very eloquently and very delicately, bullcrap. The difference is the state of Arizona is granting driver's licenses to individuals that have made the individual effort to become legal. These others that Arizona says, no, we will not give you a driver's license because there has been no individual effort at all made to become legal. None. It is a entitlement mentality. We're here. We were born here. So therefore, we deserve full citizenship. Again, to which I respond, bullcrap. You can go through the process of becoming a legal citizen if that is your choice. But until you instigate the process, you are illegal. You are a criminal. This political correctness ideology has gotten way out of hand. The individuals that we're talking about are not rounded up and thrown into some kind of re-education or concentration camp. They're not interred. They are receiving the basic human needs. They have food, they have clothing, they have shelter, they have access to the hierarchy of human needs, food, clothing, shelter, etc. They have access to this. No one is preventing them or treating them in an inhumane way. And that's where their rights end. Individuals who are in our country legally do not and should not receive all of the benefits of being an American citizen. They should not receive any type of government aid, as in welfare or Social Security or anything like that. Now, if they come in and they are a refugee, or if they are in need of medical attention where their life is at stake, of course, this is humanitarian conditions. Are they starving? Then we should feed them. Are they cold, where they are subject to illness or death due to the elements? Then we must take care of them. That type of thing. But an ongoing government benefit? Hell no. We don't have enough money to give the government benefits that exist to our citizens, let alone giving it to non-citizens. If you are not a legal member of our society, either a citizen or an individual that is going through the legal process to become a citizen, you don't get benefits. You don't get a driver's license. You don't get government aid. You don't. This is the consequence of your decision to come into this country illegally. And where is the mindset? What? How? Help me to understand. How do you allow an individual to break the law and then demand they get all the benefit? Think about it. It's like your house. An individual breaks into your house and demands that you feed them, that you clothe them, that you give them a place to sleep, and that, you know what, they like it there, so now they are demanding that you make them a member of your family. You got to put them on your health insurance. You got to get them a car. You got to put them on your car insurance. You got to, you know, enroll them in school. What the hell kind of logic is that? It's the same thing. Now, if this person says, hey, I really like you as a fan, I'd like to adopt you. And you say, well, come on into the house. Let me explain to you how this works. Okay? On Monday is meatloaf night. Well, I like tacos. Yeah, I understand that. But Monday is meatloaf night. It is a tradition here. On Mondays, we have meatloaf. Well, I don't like meatloaf. Well, then you don't have to eat dinner with us. If you want to live in this family, Monday is meatloaf night. You will have meatloaf with us, and we would love to have you. Well, okay. All right. Well, hey, can we have tacos on Tuesday? Well, Tuesday is usually tuna helper night, but okay. Let's compromise. You have meatloaf on Monday, and we will try tacos on Tuesday. How about that? And for all of you getting your feathers in a ruffle because I'm using tacos and you think it's a racial slur against Mexicans, why don't you just take a long walk off a short pier and shut your pie hole, okay? Taco Tuesday. You know why I thought of Taco Tuesday? Go watch the Lego movie, okay? Taco Tuesday. Because I know there's some of you out there that, oh, he's racist. He's talking about Mexicans. He's using tacos as a reference. No, really? Let me ask you a question. Even if I were, let me just ask you a real quick question. Do Mexicans eat tacos? They do, don't they? Huh. So how can it be racist? Ugh. All right. So there it is. That's my stance. If you're illegal, you don't get the privileges of being here. And as usual, let me ask you a question. Why would government insist on giving the privileges and benefits of citizenry to those who are not citizens? Why? Because they don't value what we have as citizens. They don't believe in the aspect of we have earned those benefits. They do not believe that we have earned those benefits and they should be for us. They feel everyone is entitled to what we have. So take a look at all the stuff you have. Take a look at your home. Take a look at your car. Take a look at your money, your food, your clothing. It's not yours. Belongs to everybody. Ugh. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The news, talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.